This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program. This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Eyre.
Hello, good to be with you.
And you know, we talk about various ways you can help support Catholic Radio with donating cars and houses and different things like that. One really, really simple way, because you do it every week, if you shop for food for your family and shop at Kroger's, you can make Catholic Radio a beneficiary of your shopping at Kroger's, so to speak. We will get a little bit of each dollar you spend at Kroger if you first go to our website, catholicradioindy.org. There's a Kroger logo there, and if you click on it, it'll take you to their site. You can just register your plus card, I guess they call it, their plus card. And then every time you shop at Kroger, Catholic Radio will get a small percentage, and you never have to think about it again. It just works wherever, whatever Kroger store you shop at for, you know, as long until you change it. So that helps us out a big bunch. You can start at CatholicRadioIndy.org. And if it seems like we're always asking you to do something, we're going to ask you to do one more thing.
Yeah. And if you haven't already, I mean, we're in the new year, and we're kind of thinking about, you know, maybe New Year's resolutions. So maybe if you haven't done this, you can like us on Facebook. Yes, Catholic Radio Indy is on Facebook.
Absolutely.
And you can do that, and that would be a good thing.
And we want to get bigger and more active on Facebook, so we need more people to like us.
Yeah. And
we're pretty likable, actually.
We're very likable. So, yeah, and then we're putting videos up there and, you know, all sorts of fun pictures. So you won't miss out. You don't want to miss out on all the good stuff we're doing here on Catholic Radio. So and also, you know, if you're thinking about doing some different things for the new year, we are going to be talking about Our Lady of Fatima Retreat House, and maybe you might want to think about going on a retreat sometime this year. And our guest in the studio today is Cheryl McSweeney. She is the Associate Director of Programs at Fatima Retreat House. So welcome to Faith in Action, Cheryl.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be here.
Yes, and you know, I'm titling this this interview "Come to the Quiet," which we all need.
It's perfect.
Yes, we all need a time to get away and be refreshed and be enriched in our faith. And the times I've been at Fatima, I've always just thought it was just such a beautiful place. So,
well, we're a little biased, but we also think it is a beautiful place. We definitely all feel that it's holy ground, and we feel blessed that every single morning that I drive up to work, that I get to turn the corner and I walk in those doors and I feel the presence of God very much there, and I've seen so many lives changed there, and so many different people experience God in so many different ways. So we are very blessed to have it as part of our archdiocese and part of my everyday life. So I'm very blessed.
So people who maybe have not heard about Fatima Retreat House, where are you located? And if you could give us a little bit of background, maybe how long it's been there, how did it come to be, and give us a scoop on that.
Absolutely. We are located on East 56th Street, so we are directly east of Cathedral High School.
Okay, I thought you were really close to Cathedral there.
If you see their driveway, our driveway is directly east of them. So
do you guys share a mailbox or anything?
We do not share a mailbox, but our property does back right up to each other. So we do share some wooded property, which is wonderful. So we're on 13 acres of land there. So
wow, that's pretty big,
it's really in the heart of Indianapolis. Amazing. And that's the one comment that we hear the most is when people come, they talk about the fact that I forget that I'm in the city.
Sure.
So there's just a lot of peace and a lot of comfort there. So
and when people go on retreat, that's kind of one of the things you want. I mean, there's so much going on in your life today, at work, at school,
absolutely,
at home and things like that, to get away. And there's nothing like a little woods, a little
absolutely
forest area to quiet you down and get your mind in a peaceful state.
And we try to tell people and remind them to unplug when you come. Everybody is so plugged into everything, and there's so much noise in our world. I know for me, I almost always have my phone on me. I am a text or a phone call away. But when we ask you to walk through those doors, we ask you to shut your phone off and relax and listen for God, that's the one voice we want to make sure that you hear when you're on our property.
And even, I mean, even just doing that in your own house, which is like, would be amazing if you actually did that. But I mean, just doing that, you just relax.
It's life-changing. It sounds silly, but it really, truly is. If you've ever taken the time to actually shut your phone off and just spend some time without it, you do relax because you realize no one can get in touch with me right now. It's okay. I can relax.
It's freedom. It's Christian freedom.
It
right?
is Christian freedom. You have one voice to listen for, God's. That's it. It's wonderful.
You know, it's amazing how that's changed over the last, 15, 20 years.
Yes.
Whoever would have thought you'd have a phone in your pocket or your purse, and not only to make calls. I mean, you want to check the weather, you want to check the traffic, you want to call
anything.
Somebody, text somebody, find out anything in the whole world, just ask your phone, really?
Absolutely. It is amazing.
But it is nice to get away from it.
It is. It is. It's really a blessing, and I think a lot of people are afraid to do that. We offer a lot of programs that are silent programs. We have days of silence once a month. We've got, during Lent, we'll have Holy Week is all days of silence. And I think when I first started working at Fatima, that was intimidating to me, the thought of silence. But now that I've experienced it, I crave it. And I think that you'll find anybody would, if you take the time to experience silence and really truly allow yourself to be in the full presence of God, you'll find that you absolutely crave it once you have it. It's a wonderful, wonderful blessing.
Yeah, I think I've been going to adoration, you know, for a long time, and it's almost addicting in
Absolute,
a good way. You
yes.
know, you go and you're, and it's just, there's something about it. We know it's God,
Absolutely.
But we know it's the main, it's the main guy, you know, that's who's doing it. But there is something beautiful about that. In fact, if you're just turning in, whichever, we were talking with Cheryl McSweeney. She is the Associate Director of Programs at Our Lady of Fatima Retreat House in Indianapolis. Okay, so give me the history. Where we got off track.
Sorry.
Okay, you and
we started talking about God.
when that happens.
We have been at our current location for 55 years.
Oh, man.
Wow.
So prior to that, it was on Raymond Street. That's where it originally started.
I didn't know that.
Back in the 50s. So Father Moriarty actually started it, and the programs became so successful. At that time, you know, the world was very different. There were a lot of women that stayed home full time, and they were really craving a faith community to spend time with. So they started programs mainly for women. And it became so successful, they outgrew that facility, and that's when Fatima Retreat House was created, and we've been there ever since. So now it has grown into an absolutely unbelievable ministry that is open to people of all faiths, and we have a lot of people come through our doors. I think a lot of people think that they drive by and they don't know what we are. So then when they're there for a program, they say, I drive by here all the time, but I didn't know what was up the driveway. So when they actually come,
it's a secret. It's a mystery,
yeah.
Right?
We invite all of you to come see what that mystery is. Please drive up the driveway. So it's just become a wonderful opportunity for a lot of different groups. We have groups that come and rent our space, but then we also have programs of our own as well. So we've been around for a long time. We've got a lot of different things that we offer for everyone. It's really for anyone who seeks a relationship with God, who wants to have that time and that opportunity.
So how did you, I want to talk a little bit about you. Give me a little bit about your background. Did you grow up Catholic, and how did you end up at Fatima? I mean, it's an unusual position to work at a retreat house per se. I mean, that's not like a real common profession.
No, it's not something that I went to college and said, I want to be work at a Catholic retreat house. I actually was not raised Catholic. My dad was a Presbyterian minister.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool.
I was raised in the church, absolutely. I was raised in a very faith-filled home, and I was raised in a life of ministry. I never thought it would be something I would be called to do. But after I got married, I went through RCIA and decided I wanted to become Catholic. and converted. And my husband and I started volunteering at Our Lady of Fatima. That was really how I started there. We worked for a program that is for couples that are preparing for marriage called
mm-hmm.
Tobit.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think a lot of people are familiar with that because a lot of people are married. They go through one and they go on a Tobit weekend.
So. Most of the time that's how people become familiar with Fatima is through the Tobit program or something like that. Sometimes high school senior retreats. So when I was volunteering with that program, Deacon Rick Wagner was the director then, and he talked to me about the position being open, and I prayed about it and felt that that was really where God was calling me. And almost 15 years later, I am still at Fatima and still working that ministry. So,
well, that's so funny. You know, I mean, we all have experiences where we volunteer and then, you know, you end up in the position, you know. Exactly. We wouldn't know anything about that, Jim, would we?
Oh, no, of course not.
You volunteer for Catholic Radio and then you become a staff member. So, but God has a sense of humor, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And he has always taken very good care of me. So I've learned to not question it. When I feel that call, then that's where I'm supposed to be.
So how many staff members are there? I mean, how many people are there to run this?
Wow, we just hired a few new people. So I think now we are at 9 full-time staff members. And we probably have 7 or 8 part-time staff members as well. So it is not a huge staff for the ministry that is provided.
That is so true of the church. You know, a lot of times here, we were just talking about that at Catholic Radio. We just have a very, very small staff, but it's just amazing what we do here and really what you do there. I mean, that's pretty shocking, only 9, you know?
Yeah, it is. It's not a big, but we have so many volunteers. We have such a dedicated.
We are blessed with good volunteers here too. My wife among them. Here.
Yeah,
she's almost a full time volunteer.
We are so blessed with our volunteers. So we have a lot of wonderful people that support us and help us every single day in our ministry. They're there to help make beds, to do laundry, to serve meals, to greet people. It's just unbelievable. We're very lucky.
So since you brought up the volunteers, if someone was listening right now and they wanted to volunteer, could you give them a contact email or
absolutely.
What's the best way to volunteer?
The best way to volunteer would be to contact we have a volunteer coordinator. Her name is Mary O'Brien.
Is she Irish?
She is, of course. And she can be contacted at our regular phone number, 317-545-7681, or you can email her at mobrien@archindy.org.
And then give the Fatima retreat, because that people are driving, they might be able to remember that easier, the webpage for Fatima.
The webpage is, you would need to go, we're through an agency of the Archdiocese, so it's archindy.org/Fatima. You can find us on Facebook as well under Our Lady of Fatima Retreat House, and we're on Instagram, we're on Twitter, so we're just trying to be out as many places as we can be.
Well, that's great. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to be finding out what is actually happening in the new
Yay.
Year at Fatima. So we're going to talk about some programs, so stay tuned.
Have you ever thought about joining the Catholic Church? Have you just wanted to explore the Catholic faith? All you need to do is call your local Catholic Church for more information. We are always happy to help you in your journey to discover and learn more about the Catholic faith. We have classes that are almost year-round, and the classes and information sessions do not involve making a commitment, and there is no pressure to join. Please call your local Catholic parish for more information today and start the journey of one day possibly becoming Catholic as well. God bless.
You know us as Catholic Radio Indy, but we're so much more than just radio. We're a voice for the church that's seldom heard in our chaotic world. We're confirmation for the strong of faith and encouragement and answers for those in doubt. We're there to rejoice with your triumphs and to be a voice of consolation through the dark times. We're a voice for vocations and proudly pro-life. We are Catholic Radio Indy and CatholicRadioIndy.org.
Think of all the media our young people are exposed to today. MTV, movies, what passes for entertainment on TV, song lyrics that are questionable or worse. Where do they hear the message that it's okay to be chaste and modest, or that it's not crazy to practice their faith, or to believe in a God who loves them and can forgive them no matter what they do? Catholic Radio is the answer. Be sure to tell your friends and relatives about Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer, and we're talking with Cheryl McSweeney. She is the Associate Director of Programs for Our Lady of Fatima Retreat House here in Indianapolis. Okay, so we're back, and we're going to talk about what is going on in the new year at Fatima.
We always have things going on.
You do always have things going on.
We always have things going on.
It's a happening place.
It is. And even as the new year is starting, we're already looking ahead to Lent.
Yes.
We are focusing on that, although we have programs all the time. We do have days of silence every single month, as I mentioned earlier. And on a silent day, a lot of people, as I said, are a little bit intimidated by that. But when you come for a silent day, it is simply that. It's a day of uninterruption, which also
sounds
a little strange, but it's really beautiful once you've experienced it.
Do you have Mass and meditations or presentations?
We don't have any presentations at all. The only time that you will really hear anyone speaking, other than when you first arrive to welcome you, is at Mass. The rest of the day is completely silent. Everyone is assigned their own bedroom for the day. So if you want privacy, some people want to nap on their days of silence. Some people bring in artwork to work on, something like that. They can do that in their rooms. And they, we have tables set up in our main level conference room, which if you've never been there, that is our one conference room. That one whole wall of the room is glass windows.
Wow.
So it's floor to ceiling windows, and you look out over the woods and some bird feeders, and it's very, very peaceful. We have a fireplace in there. We have that going. So
that's
everyone,
cool in the winter, you know.
Yeah,
it's like, woohoo.
Great. It is great. So people can come and spend time in there. That's where they eat their meals. And then we have Mass, usually at 11:30. And oftentimes, whoever is saying Mass will also offer an opportunity for reconciliation as well at any point during the day. So it's really just a day for you to come and spend however you want. You can walk on the trails. We have a labyrinth outside. You can pray the labyrinth. We have a rosary walk and prayer garden. You can spend time out there as well. There's no bad season. Even in the winter when it's really cold, it's beautiful out on the trails. So we have stations out on the trails and a brand new Holy Family Shrine as well. So
now I'll bet there's somebody listening that says, all of that's in Indianapolis and I didn't know about it.
It's right here. It's so close. So we hope that people will take the time to come, and if they've never been, come and see what we're about. Even if you want to just walk our property, we welcome you to come and walk our property. If the building is open, we ask that you come in and check in with us so that we know who's on our property. But you're more than welcome to come and walk the stations, pray the labyrinth, pray the rosary, visit our shrine, and just spend some time with us.
The people who are listening to Catholic Radio know that probably know, if they've longtime listeners, that for our first 10 years of existence we were over in the Pyramids on the northwest corner of town. Now we're over in Castleton, and as we were making the move from the Pyramids to wherever it was going to be, one of the places that we looked at was on the Fatima property. There are two little houses, and somebody brought up the idea, wouldn't it be cool if Catholic Radio could, you know, put their studios and offices in there? And unfortunately, that didn't work out. But we were excited about that for all the reasons that you've mentioned. I mean, it didn't work out, but we all thought, wow, to have a chapel on site and to have, you know, all of the peace that you're talking about there.
Absolutely.
So we didn't get there, but you can.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyone can come and see us. It's open to anyone. We'd love to have people come out and see us. We do offer, in Lent, we will have a couple weekend retreats as well. One weekend retreat that will be presented by an outside speaker. We haven't named who that person will be yet.
A mystery speaker. Going up the mystery drive,
it'll
right?
be great. And then we've got the next weekend will be Father Jeff Godecker and Julie Pavola will be offering a silent preached retreat. So they will be giving presentations, but in between the presentations there would be silence. So, and again, during Holy Week we will have days of silence every single day. So
what do people that maybe haven't been to a silent retreat, I'm a very talkative person, and I was invited to go to a silent retreat, and I thought, that is not going to work. My husband just started laughing, you know. He's like, Bridget at a silent retreat? But it was really great. But what kind of response or reaction do people get that actually take the deep dive and try a day of silence? What's What's it like for people? I mean, is it good, bad? Yeah. I mean, do you get a
mixed
review?
I don't think I have ever seen anybody. I have a lot of people come in with that same reaction. They all say people laughed when I told them I was going for a day of silence or for a weekend retreat because I'm talkative.
You're an easy guest. Yeah. We got a lot to talk about.
Yeah,
here.
I understand that. But I think when they leave, they are, I think, surprised by how powerful the experience of silence is, because it's not something that comes readily in our world today.
True.
So to really allow yourself that time to step away, we are constantly being bombarded by noise of some sort. So even if it's visual noise. So we try our best to even cut that down and make it visually quiet as it can be and more peaceful and calm and serene. And I think people walk away really changed by the experience and realize, one, I think how loud the world is and how easy it is to stop and take the time and listen for the voice of God and how important it is. It's not about necessarily putting God first, but putting God in everything. So therefore making him first, but he's a part of everything. And I think if you take the time and you experience that silence and allow yourself to hear that call, to hear that voice, then it will become a natural habit for you. And that's what I think I've seen is the beauty of doing days of silence and seeing the people that have been coming over and over, or they'll say, oh, this is my first time. I'm kind of nervous. I don't know what to do. And we talk them through it.
And you then, help them. Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's like, what do I do? I'm not used to this.
Not used to it. The next month they're back again. So that tells me, okay, sure. They really enjoyed it the first time. So, you know, and maybe it's not for everyone. For some people, it may not work for them, and that's okay. But I think it's definitely worth giving it a try and seeing what it's like. I'm a very talkative person. If I can do it, I'm convinced anyone can do it.
I kind of agree with that, at least from my own experience. So is there anything in particular that any program or speaker in particular that, you know, kind of looking ahead, since you do the planning,
right,
is there anyone in particular that you're really excited, kind of like for yourself, that you're like, I've been trying to get this thing or this person, or do you have any ideas for the future that you'd really like to bring somebody there to talk about a certain topic? And maybe we get people listening that's like, oh, I could come do that, you know?
Absolutely. Well, I think there's a couple of different things. I think during Lent, I know we're going to have a movie series. So we're going to hopefully have 4 or 5 different movie nights.
Oh, that would be fun.
Four or five different presenters. Some of the movies will probably be a little more faith-based in nature, but some will not be. But it will be finding God in film. So I know that.
What a great idea.
Yeah,
you know?
It's some. I mean, you can watch almost every movie and find God in it somewhere.
Sure.
No differently than all the different faces that we see come through the door. God's there somewhere. You just got to look for him.
That's true.
So, I am personally really, really excited about that program because it will be such a variety of different speakers and it will be a variety of different movies and opportunities. So I'm really looking forward to having that. We've started having a bus program. Every single July, we take a bus trip somewhere.
Oh, that's kind of cool. So, where have you been before? Where'd you go?
This past year, we went to a couple of different wineries. We called it Wine and Rosaries.
Oh, wow.
So we took a bus trip down to a couple different wineries. We watched a movie on the way down there, and then we prayed the rosary on the bus and then came back. And then the summer before that, we went over to Oldenburg and spent the day at their Fatima Shrine, Our Lady of Fatima Shrine, and went to Mass with the sisters at Oldenburg and spent the day. It was a wonderful, wonderful day.
Now, most of the programs that you've been talking about sound like they would be geared toward adults. Do you have young people?
Absolutely.
Youth retreats too?
And that's something that I spend a lot of time on. I do retreats for high school students and junior high students on leadership, servant leadership, as well as we obviously have a lot of the Catholic high schools that come and do their Kairos or Christian Awakening retreats. But we also have confirmation retreats that we offer as well. So we will do those January pretty much through March. And then a lot of different leadership programs for kids as they grow up and help them understand who their leader is and who they need to be following.
Now, do you have some that are kind of not school related that are open if a family has kids going to a public high school, and maybe a retreat isn't, of course, isn't offered in the public schools, but they might want to go to a retreat. Are there retreats that are open to them as well?
Absolutely. In fact, most of our confirmation retreats are exactly that. They're through parishes for public school kids. So we do, any of our programs are open to students that go to any school. We would be more than happy to have them come to anything.
So what's going to be the summer? Do you have a road trip plan for this summer? Are you coming up with something?
We've talked about a couple of different things, but we haven't quite decided yet, so I'm not sure what we're gonna be doing this summer, but I know we will be having another bus trip this summer. So.
I know SummerSlam seems like a long time away.
It does,
now,
but it'll be here before you know it.
So true, so true. So what's it been like for you? I mean, I guess what kind of impact have you seen on people that have come through your doors, and what kind of an impact has maybe that or you working there had on your faith life?
I think both have had a great impact. I've seen, and one has probably impacted the other. Being able to see people's lives changed who are coming in who maybe are struggling with addiction, or struggling, you know, with a relationship in their life, or struggling in their relationship with God, and being able to see them take that time and really improve themselves and improve their relationship with God, and seeing them change as a result of that has had a great impact on my personal faith life, and knowing that I can see God at work every single day, and I get to go do that as a job.
Yeah,
it's just kind of amazing to me, even after all these years, I'm amazed by that I am this blessed to have this opportunity to watch God work every day and to look for him every single day and every single person that walks through our doors.
So people who might want to find out some more information and maybe come out there and check it out or attend a retreat, mm-hmm. Can you give the webpage and some more information?
I sure can. It is archindy.org/Fatima, FATIMA, or you can call us at 317-545-7681. And again, we can be found on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter.
My guest today has been Cheryl McSweeney. She is the Associate Director of Programs for Our Lady of Fatima Retreat House in Indianapolis. Thank you so much for being my guest.
We appreciate it.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again, or any past episode, at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400 or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.